is your man Blackson, and this is All About Grime. You're now listening to Ison Selector.
All right, cool. Produced by Comments. First question, is it part of an album, EP?
Yeah, that song is taken from my EP, No Choice.
Yeah.
It was released last year in June. It was my sophomore EP, came out after Local EP.
Yeah.
And yeah, man, it's been booming. It's been doing really, really well, spreading around, spreading the vibes. And it's one of my favorite songs, but it's one of the songs I always forget to perform when I'm doing shows. Like, I always forget to put it in the set list.
You always perform hangry and angry. But to be honest, yeah, for the audience, yeah, when I heard this one, from my point of view, is the best, definitely the best EP that was released last year. Definitely.
Oh, thank you, man.
So
thank you.
I'm serious about that. I've heard a lot of EP album, but this one was just sick from A to Z. We feel that it's like one. I hate this word, but it's like one product, like well thinked, well designed, and I think that Comments did a great job about the mastering. And you on your side, your flow is so incisive. I had a question actually for you later on, but it seems that please confirm you don't smoke, you don't drink.
Nah, I don't smoke. I don't. Yeah, I drink a little bit. You know, I'm not a huge drinker, but I do drink a bit. But I don't smoke. People say that to me a lot, like, especially in the grime community, people be like, what, like, how did you think to say that? Because if I weren't buzzing, then I wouldn't have thought of that. You know what I mean?
Exactly, man. Like, that's the thing. Like, if you really want to spit good bars and flames, you don't have to rave, bruh. Trust me. Like, raving is not the answer for that. Like, trust me.
Like, I find that with a clear head, I can write my best stuff. Like, when I have absolute clarity, when I know what I'm doing. Like, I don't like to write when I'm tired. I don't like to write when, you know, I've just woke up in the morning.
Uh-huh.
I like to wait till the midpoint of the day, and that's when I can really get things rearing, because my mind is awake and I can think of everything that I need to say.
How did you link up with Comments?
Boy, how did I link up with Comments, man? We've been going about, I want to say, 4 years or so now. Just over 4 years, maybe. Actually, it'll be 4 years in May. So, like, yeah, 4 years this coming May, we linked up. And I was in a place where I was getting ready to give up music.
Why?
If I'm honest, like, I just felt like, I don't know, like, I felt like I'd hit a ceiling. Like, I felt like there wasn't any more for me to do. I felt like if I commit more time to this, it'll probably be a waste. Like, how many more people can I reach, you know, with what I was currently doing? So I was kind of getting ready to give it all up and just, you know, pursue other things. Like, I'm real passionate about youth work and, you know, working with my local community and stuff. So I was looking to just go into that full time and put music on the back burner. But then, I don't know, I just had a realization, man. Like, it was a real spiritual thing for me. I thought, like, you know, I need to really come back to music. But if I do, then it's got to be right. I need to work with one producer and they have to get me. Like, there has to be someone that I have real chemistry with, someone that I can work with closely. And I was just scouring around on SoundCloud. Randomly, like, I don't know how I ended up on there or what I was even looking for on that particular day, but I was on SoundCloud and I came across this project. It was like an EP, like an instrumental EP. And it was by Comments. And then I saw his location was like very close to where I was living at the time. I was like, you know what? Let me just shout this guy and just see what's the worst that could happen, kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, you know, let's just see what could come of it. And then it turns out that he was already a fan of me. Like, I thought I was messaging a guy who had no idea who I was, like, complete stranger, and he was already following my journey for time, which, again, was, like, confirmation for me that I needed to keep going and that what I was doing was, like, I was reaching people, even if it felt like I wasn't. Like, people were listening, and he was someone that maybe we never connected before, but he was, you know, a fan of what I was doing, and he was happy to hear that I was trying to make a comeback, and we linked up, and the rest is history.
He's only producing. Does he do like all the sound engineering work, like mastering and that kind of
stuff? Yeah. So his actual day job is a sound engineer.
Yeah. This is what I've understood, actually.
Yeah. So you can hear like the intricacies of
definitely,
like how he spends time, like, really making sure that every frequency and every song that we put out is like perfectly crisp. Like, he makes sure that he spends a lot of time on that. Bless him, like, it takes a lot out of him sometimes, you know. It's very tiring work, but he's so committed to his craft that yeah, it just brings out the best in my, not just myself, but everyone that he works with. So yeah, man, that's the guy, Cole Menz. When you hear that on the beginning of the track,
it's
it's a banger.
Are you a musician?
I would consider myself a musician, but my voice is my only instrument. Like I dabbled in like a couple other instruments and stuff back in the day. Like we probably won't go into that
because
I was terrible.
You were a drummer. No,
I drummed for a bit, and I was all right, but it just.
It seems that you're, I'm asking this because your flow is really precise, actually.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
There's no, you know, offbeat or you know it's. Yeah. Every time it's like square.
That's
like
it. Really I do pay attention to like the rhythm section of songs. Like that's one of the first things that draws me to any song that I listen to is the rhythm section.
Same, bro.
Yeah, man. It's like it's natural, isn't it? It's just inside.
It's something that you feel like, oh, this type of rhythm in the flow just giving me the vibe, the vibration that I love. Mm. So I like to listen to this because it's giving me the right vibration. You know.
Yeah, man.
So it's all about that.
That's it. But I wasn't the best at it, I'm not gonna lie to you. Like I was okay, but it wasn't something that I felt like I could really get anywhere with. And then I dabbled in like playing the trumpet for a bit, and that was, yeah, that was a nightmare. Listen, anyone that plays trumpet, you know how stressful it is on your lips, like to blow into the mouthpiece of it.
Yeah,
like, it's mad, fam. Like, yeah, my lips were in pain, trust me, every day. So I had to give that one a rest and stick to the bars.
Wow.
We had the Reese West a few months ago. He had a few words about you.
Wes, my
West,
dog.
Wes, definitely. How did you meet him? It seems that you have a project coming together or one song, whatever. I didn't say a lot.
We got some stuff coming. Like me and Reese have been working for quite a while now, actually. We linked up, I want to say the first time we met was at Mode FM. We linked up at Mode FM. Big up my guy Shiesty, big up Shelly Ann.
Was he the DJ?
Nah, it was Shiesty's another MC. So we was in a crew together called Shelly Ann, and Shiesty hollered at me and said, yo, this guy Reese West, I don't know if you've seen him, but he's cold and he thinks you're cold. Like, he wants to bring you to this set and we'll do like a little, you know, little rally, like we'll back to back it.
Do you remember the DJ who were on Mode FM?
I believe it was Spooky.
Okay.
I believe it was Spooky that day. And Spooky, yeah, if I remember rightly, Spooky was coming with some techie rhythms. Like, he was coming, if you know what Spooky's like on the deck, trust me, he's bringing with some.
Yeah,
some
it's way too sick. From my point of view, Spooky is just part of history. Spooky, of course, Spyro, Logan Sama, definitely legends, all these guys. But legends, Spooky, there's something special also about the fact that he impressed me a lot about the number of rhythm that he's about to like to do in one night.
Yeah,
he's way too sick.
He's a crazy workhorse. Like yeah, he doesn't stop,
he's working
man.
A lot, and also even his night shift.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, as a DJ,
yeah,
I think it's once a week. It's like 3 or 4 hours straight.
You do like 4 hours straight.
Easy, touch. Like on Wednesday.
The set that I met Reese was actually one of Spooky's night shifts. Right? Yeah. So we went at like, I can't even remember what time it was, in the middle of the night.
Four hours non-stop.
Yeah, non-stop. Like we,
madness.
It was a thing where there was MCs there, and then Spooky had already started like just running rhythms, like vocal tracks and stuff for the show. And then MCs came through, we did our thing, it was legendary, it was like crazy. Anyone that remembers that show, big up. Like that show was a legendary moment. And then all the MCs were done. We were all like barred out. We sprayed everything, sprayed our hearts out. Like voices were sore. Like no one could figure no
and,
more bars.
And Spooky continues.
He kept going, bro. Spooky was still like going.
Wow.
I said, yo, I got a dip, you know? Yeah. Like, he's like, don't worry, bro. Catch you later.
Still in the mix. Still mixing. Madness.
Big up Spooky as well, man.
Big ups.
But yeah, Reese is my don, man. We connected real tight like from that day. And yeah, man, we got quite a few tracks in the stash, and we're working on hopefully a very, very solid project, man. We're just kind of fleshing it out right now. We need to proper sit down together and finish it.
I'm looking forward. Keep me updated about that.
We'll do, man.
Who's the one to watch for you?
The one to watch? Boy, it's tricky. It depends what you're after, innit? Like, for me, right now, I'd say Tommy B.
Uh-huh.
Tommy B is, I think, has the potential to be one of the best all-round MCs of this new generation. Of course, there's people like Yizzy, SBK. Like, there's some cold MCs out there.
I rate SBK, but much more as a producer.
Right, yeah, yeah. That's the thing about SBK. He came up on the Novelist. So he's got that mentality of like, he'll just put the mic down for a hot second and just go straight into producer mode. Like, that's what I rate about him, man. He's very like, he's not bound by anything.
He has the switch mode.
And very young also. So young. He can improve a lot, definitely.
Of course, man. He's got loads of room for his potential to grow. So.
Did you hear about SK?
SK? Which SK are we talking about?
E-S-S-K-A-Y.
Yeah.
Why? Yeah.
That's SK Shelly-Yan as well, you know? That's my G.
The white one with the... I think he has something here.
He's got a little mark there on his eye.
Yeah.
Very like... His flow is like...
Unorthodox.
It's so unorthodox. But a lot of people don't know, SK's been here for a while. Like, he's been in... Like, he's known by a lot of legends. But then he had a resurgence like in the last few years where a lot of the new generation are like, you know, he's come up with them as well. And he hasn't missed a step. In fact, like I went back to listen to some of his old stuff and he was Nang then, like he was cold. And I listened to how he is now and I'm like, he's only got better.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Like, I've just linked up with him like, actually he connected with me like 1 week ago. And I said, Jesus Christ, I never heard about you. And the guy replied to me, better than never.
Then I had a look
and I say, wow. No, he's solid. He's solid. He's not my type of flow, I would say, at the beginning. But what he said, how he spit, his attitude. Yeah, I think that we can expect a lot from him also.
Definitely, man. If you can, have him up here, man, please. Because he's someone who'd like... He takes his time. He's very particular. Yeah, yeah. That's one thing that anyone who really knows SK, like, he's very particular with how he likes to move. He don't like to be rushed or pushed in any direction. He moves to the beat of his own drum.
Indeed.
So when he's ready to drop projects, he drops a mad thing. When he's ready to do a set, he does a mad thing. Like,
yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you catch him on the right day and he's ready to go, I think he's the one of the best in the country, if not the world. That's facts. Like, his flow is unbeatable.
Yeah.
And he's not just one of those people that flows and like just says stuff for the sake of like making it rhyme.
Yeah.
Like, if you really dissect what he's saying, he's talking a lot of sense, man. So big up SK.
How was Eskimo Dance?
Eskimo Dance was mad.
Yeah?
You get me? It was mad. It was crazy.
I hear some snippet of you.
I done my thing still. Trust me, man. Big up the whole Eskimo Dance crew. Big up all the fans that I met that day. A lot of people showed love. I wasn't even expecting it, to be fair. I just thought, you know what, like, it was like a new generation set, like one of the first that they've done in a long time. You know, bringing a bunch of new MCs.
Indeed.
Alongside a lot of the OGs and the legends.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, man, I was surprised to see a lot of the people giving me feedback and saying, yo, like, I really love, you know, what you're doing. I loved you on this set with this guy. I loved that song that you put out. I loved your EP. Like,
they follow you.
Yeah, man, definitely. It's crazy. So,
is it your best live experience?
One of.
What's definitely. Your best live experience?
Ah, man. I'd say it's up there with Grime Originals earlier this year.
No.
Wiley's infamous birthday bash that he never showed up for. But big up Wiley, he's the godfather, so we can't hate on him. Like,
Wiley.
You know anyone's. That was a legendary night as well. But I say probably my headline show that I did last year at the O2 Academy in Islington. That was special. Probably like it was very special to me because it was like I'm performing my songs to my crowd. Like, these are like, you go to Eskimo Dance and there's thousands of people there, but maybe only a small section of them have come for you. Like,
yep.
Loads of them have come to see big names, JME, JK, you know, whoever. But my headline show was like all people that have come out specifically to see me. And that, made me very emotional. And I can't wait to do another one. There's another one coming.
I'm sure you will. Definitely. I'm sure you will. Your positive message and attitude in your music make me think that you faced depression personally or around you. Is that correct?
Definitely, man. Like, I try my best to be very transparent in my music. I don't like to hide things away from my audience, from my listeners. Like, people that listen to me, I feel like they grow with me. You know, I take them on a journey with me, and I don't like to be one of them artists that's just fronting like everything's okay all the time, like, because it's not, you know. And I feel like I can connect with people more when I share the downsides of my life as well as the upsides and the celebration times and that. So yeah, I've been through quite a lot in my life, just as any other person would have, you know. The only difference is I have a platform, you know, to share what's been going on in my life. And thankfully, people are able to connect and relate.
Can you say that music is your salvation?
Partly, yeah. Mm. Definitely. Yeah, man. Like, if I didn't have music, like, people, you know, I have a lot of things that I work through in my mind that my friends would tell me, yo, you should probably see a therapist about that. You should probably see someone like a specialist or whatever. But music is that therapist for me.
Exactly. Is that like that urge that you have to write songs to cure yourself?
That's it.
Yeah.
Every time I write, it's
like therapy, innit?
I'm getting stuff off my chest, you know, like, and I feel bad almost because there's people out there that don't have that. You know what I'm saying? There's people out there that probably don't have the money to afford, you know, a 2-hour session with a therapist or a counselor. And they don't draw, they don't paint, they don't, you know, do graffiti, they don't dance, they don't, whatever their form of expression might be, they haven't found that yet. Mm. But for me, I found mine, and I'm telling you, it works wonders for me. So I tell people all the time, like, you don't have to be into music to you know, find a therapy within yourself. You can find some sort of creative outlet or expression that helps to kind of alleviate some of that stress that all of us go through. Like, no one's exempt when it comes to stresses and, you know, depression pain. And pain. Like, these are all part of the human experience, innit? So it's important to make sure that we find outlets, like healthy ones, like healthy outlets. Like, I wouldn't just say, you know, I'll just jump on Call of Duty and just shoot a bunch of people until you feel better, you know, because that don't always work. You know what I'm saying? Like, exactly. Figure out something that really works for you, that's healthy. And yeah, man, for me, it was music, and I really, really do feel like it's helped a lot.
Is this something that you try to share with the you've mentioned that you work with youth, actually?
Yeah, definitely. Like, I work with a lot of young people. I use my music as an avenue to kind of connect with young people.
Okay.
And, you know, music is, it, with music comes loads of different things. You know, it comes, you know, celebrity, it comes like fame and just interest and popularity and all these things that young people are attracted to.
Yeah.
So when they see me, I feel like they immediately expect me to be that way, expect me to be that celebrity or that out of reach figure, you know, who's like, oh, you're on stage, so I'd love to get a picture with you, but you probably never want to speak to me about, you know, what's going on in my life. And then I flip it on them and I say, actually, I'm not like that at all. I'm a normal guy, and I like to, you know, connect with other people regardless of you know, status or the fact that I am on a stage and you're not. Like, that doesn't mean anything. Like, we're all the same.
We're all equal.
That's it. We're all equal. We're all going through the same stuff. Right. So I'd rather connect to someone, you know, specifically young people, because I feel like that's a big calling in my life, and use my music as a connector for that.
Right. Thank you guys for coming, and thank you for your answers also, and to be so
honestly respect for that, because like not many artists like really think like that, you know, nowadays, like, you know, with the fame, as you said, and all that, it's kind of difficult, you know, to find like humility, you know, and humbleness, you know. Yeah. It's kind of difficult. So yeah, find all humbleness in rappers like nowadays is really good.
Same manga, everyone can fall. So
humility wasn't a by the way, humility wasn't a word. Humbleness is. So yeah.
Thanks guys, big up.
Inside the place. You are now locked into Radio Panic 105.4, Belgium's finest. Inside. Big shouts out to the Ice on!